So, Chris, I write local property market research for clients, and I know you do as well. What lessons have you learned? What advice would you give to anyone doing it?
I think the important thing is it's got to be interesting and relevant to people who are either on the market now or, probably even more importantly, who are planning to put their house on the market in the next 12, 18, 36, 46, 100 months' time. I think the big one is talking about house prices. Whether house prices are going up, down, dropping, doesn't matter. Big lesson learnt, and I don't know if you find the same, David, is if you just regurgitate numbers, this is what's happened to property prices, it's boring. Yeah. So what I like to do is I like to find out what's happened to property prices in the locality and then compare that either geographically against the next door neighbour or compare it time-wise to a different time.
So do you think it's always got to be good news?
Has it always got to be good news? No. It's got to be truthful. Okay. So there's always a twist or an angle, and I know it's out in a nasty way, but you know, if property prices are dropping quicker in your locality compared to everywhere else, there's an opportunity there for people to buy a bargain. Mm. So you could, the words that go saying, yes, property prices have dropped by 5%, however, that means that anecdotal evidence shows in previous slumps that that means that property prices will come back even quicker.
Sure. Because I guess there's always opportunities in the market as long as you're working with a local market expert who knows which way the tide's going.
I think the magic thing is tell the truth. Tell people what's happening. There's no hiding from the truth and people will respect you for it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I think the important thing with property prices is to look at rents, look at yields. Because again, that's a huge one on landlords. Because landlords tend to be a little bit more, how can I say, Times readers, Economist readers. And you can be a little bit more heavier with your articles as opposed to more homeowners, which you are probably just a more, how can we say, Daily Mail in their outlook. So you can be a little bit harder and heavier with the landlords as opposed to the homeowners. One big website, which a lot of people I know use, is Zoopla. And if you go to the house prices section, you can type in your locality and it gives you shed loads of numbers. What the average price is, what they think it is now, the average price paid, the number of houses sold. And then you can compare that with, as I said, you open up another window and compare that with another town or postcode. Or you can change the time or even the type. So you can compare semis against detached. It works. It's interesting.
And there's a lot of data out there, isn't there? But would you agree that the interpretation of it and associating that with what it means to the punter is the most important thing?
I think a lot of estate agents worry that they're going to be misinterpreted and they don't want to be seen as fools. They don't want to be caught out. And I think it's all about just taking a step back and being sensible with your interpretation of the numbers. Being honest, telling people what you think, because we are estate agents, we are the gatekeepers of our industry. If anyone should know what's happening, it's as estate agents.
Absolutely.
So give people suggestions, you know, and if you say property prices are down and one of the reasons could be this, then you're covering yourself, aren't you? Because it could be another reason, but that's just your interpretation.
Sure. And right now, sales levels are low, aren't they? I mean, there's no point in pretending otherwise.
There's no point in trying to shine anything up or roll it in glitter. The deal is that the market is the market. You can't fool the market, but there's still people that want to sell, and they're going to go to the agent who they believe is the best agent, the one who's the most knowledgeable. And if you talk about the local property market by giving them facts and figures and stats, as opposed to saying, hi, we're an agent, come and use us, we're brilliant, then they're going to come and use the agent who's the most knowledgeable, aren't they?
I think agents often aren't confident enough in themselves, and they do know the market inside out, and maybe they're just being a bit shy, whereas they've got all this local market intelligence and information, anecdotal and numbers-based, because there's lots of publicly available.
I mean, I don't know about you, I'm going to drop this one on you, but why don't we actually make an offer to UK estate agents here? I know both of us have an awful lot of clients who we write for, but are you game that we'll put both of our email addresses here, and if anyone wants to email a reply? Yeah, sorry about this, mate. You didn't know this was coming, did you?
It depends what comes next, really.
If people want to email in what they've written, and we can give honest feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we'll put some. You know, as long as you guys realise that we'll be honest with you, we won't be nasty. But you can either email David at this email address here.
Yeah.
Or me, or the pair of us, and we will critique it, and we will give positive feedback and constructive feedback.
Yeah.
Will you charge for that?
No, absolutely not. I think.
I think we should charge for it, though, mate. But honestly, guys, if you want to write your own stuff, we're here to help. Send it off. It's up to you. And as long as you don't mind our honest opinion, we'll take it from there. There you go.
Okay.
Cheers, mate.
Deal.